Well, here goes attempt number 3, I think. Who would have ever thought I'd be in this situation? Clicking record on this stupid device, trying to address you again. You know, it's ironic, but I still feel the need to say sir, as if you're really there. You know, hiding behind a cupboard or something, waiting for me to slip up. And I'll feel that heat cover my cheeks, or the sting of whatever new electric gadget you've gotten your hands on. It's the first time I've ever been actually able to form a few sentences directed at you. I think the issue is, I'm not angry. And I don't know why I'm not angry. And in the same breath, I feel like I'm supposed to be livid, destructively angry, but it's just not there. The therapist, I know she's going to want to listen to this, but what are the odds I'll actually get through this with anything worth sending to her anyway? Oh, too much pressure. I think she wants me to be angry too. And it's all this pressure just kind of sitting on me, boxing me in, and I can't really dig into what I'm actually feeling. I mean, it's only been 3 months since I was in that room. The day before that, you were inside me, just using me over and over like you always did, except those last couple weeks. Yeah, I'd started to feel kind of different. Not really used, you know? I felt like I could leave if I asked you, but I didn't. And I don't know why that is. I think I began to want to be there. It's weird to say it now, but I felt owned, like this strong, masculine, hard man owned me. It was his property. And every single time I could make him come, make him empty himself in me, on me, exclusively, for months at a time, it was his way. No. His body's way of saying that I was just perfect. Fuck. And I'd make you come almost every day. I cried at the start. I remember the first time. Coming to, realizing where I was. Scared. So fucking scared. You have no idea. First off, I remember leaving the house, feeling all morning as if someone had been watching me, tracing me. And that just, that kind of you're not alone type feeling. It was really unsettling, but I told myself not to overthink it. I followed my usual routine, and I think that was the issue. Because I went for another late run. I mean, I guess it wasn't that late, but I shouldn't have gone there, near the woods. And yet now I know, sitting here, it turns me on to remember how hard your hand gripped around me, how I pulled away and ran so hard, my breath burning my chest, inhaling like I'd been fucking. I didn't have time to think. I just remember running and tripping, and your weight pressed me down so hard, and I thought you were going to tear my tights off me. But you pressed your hand against my throat. It was dark. I couldn't see your face all that well. Your hand was hot against my throat. My breath icy cold and stifled because I was being suffocated. And the next thing I recall is waking up, stripped of what I'd been wearing, just in panties. And those cotton panties. And I'm ashamed to admit it now, that I felt a wet spot in them. I had a bruise on my cheek, and my throat hurt badly. You came in showing your face. Though, whenever someone asks me about it, I say that you wore a mask. And I want them to know. You didn't say anything. You just lifted me and pressed me against a cold wall. And then you sniffed at my crotch. Oh, God. Oh, am I really touching myself while I think about this? Fuck. Oh, you smelled my cunt. You were filthy. Oh, I wanted to know how wet I was. And then you ripped my panties down. Oh, and you dipped your tongue, wet and slick, into my cunt. Eating me out like you would eat out your girlfriend. I tried so hard not to come. Oh, but after a few minutes, I couldn't help myself. I came all over your tongue. Oh, God, what a little slut I was. Oh, I was so angry at myself. I fucking hated you so much in that moment. So much. You didn't even acknowledge me. Just my cunt. You took your cock out. Stood on your feet and told me to turn around. I looked into your eyes as long as I could. Oh, but you only looked at my body. Oh. Oh, I wanted to grab your big dick so badly. Oh. And only when I saw you start to glide so furiously over your tip did I try and reach out. Then realized my hands were fucking handcuffed. I was so fixated on your thick cock. Oh, I knew you were gonna come. I felt ashamed, like something was wrong with me. Oh, but I kept watching you milk your cock, tugging at your balls. And then you whimpered quietly. Oh, before the groaning started. Oh, God. Oh, and then you came so fucking hard. Oh, I wanted it to land on my skin so badly. Oh, but it didn't. Oh, we did that for a while. Every now and then. For what could have been a month. You eating me until I came, and then jerking off while you perved on my body. You'd feed me twice a day, allow me to bathe. Oh, never too much, though. Oh, you craved my smell, not the smell of the lotion. Oh, you'd dress me. Just for warmth. It stopped being about sustenance, really. I counted days in that little room by the loads of cum you shot over the floor. Watching them land on my feet that you always kept pedicured. Over my stomach. Oh, even touching my breasts. When you made me kneel in front of you. Oh, but never in my mouth. Oh, fuck, I'm so wet. Oh, I'm just such a dirty slut. And I don't know how to tell anybody how to tell anyone that I've been masturbating for weeks to the memories of what you do to me. Oh, after that moment, oh, you finally fucked me. Oh, you used rope to spread my legs over a work table. Had my pussy perfectly trimmed. My little body smoothed and washed. Oh, you treated me like your girlfriend. Not like a little rape slut. Oh, but I was a little rape slut. A little rape victim you snatched in a forest. Oh, cheap little whore who couldn't even run from you. Oh my god. Oh, I can't tell anybody. I loved feeling the rope burn me. Oh, and your cock split me as you fucked me. I don't even know your name. Oh, but I've never come like that. I think hearing me cry makes you come harder. Slapping my face. Pinching my nipples. Choking me. It all makes your thick, fat cock even harder, doesn't it? Oh, you trained my throat. Stopping my gag reflex. Showed me what happens when I'm good. I promise I'll be so good, sir. I promise. Oh. You were so animalistic with me. So fucking primal. Oh, smelling my cunt. Sucking on my breasts. Oh, sometimes you even licked my body. Tasting me. Oh, you were so dirty. I think you chose me because you wanted someone you could use for your every fucking need. Someone who, with enough training, would just sit still and be your perfect little cock slut. Oh god, yes. Oh, whoever is listening right now. Oh, my hands were always tied up. But sometimes, when they were, it's just because he needed that illusion. The illusion that I was struggling. But eventually, he wasn't raping me anymore. He was just using me because I wanted to be used. Oh. And raped. And owned. Fuck. You know, I feel like I tripped on purpose sometimes. Like, I wanted to see if you'd rape me. Make me come and cry in the dirt. Come like a little slut in the woods. Covered and filled with your perfect cum. I'm gonna come for you again. Just like I did yesterday. And the day before that. And in the weeks before that. Thinking about that very first time your cock filled me up. How good it felt. Wondering what the news reports were saying. Wondering what they'd say if they heard me moaning. Whispering. Whimpering like a good little slut. Oh, because your fat, heavy cock was making me come again. Oh, what would they say if they saw me pressing against your lips, trying to kiss you, while I got so close to coming, over and over. And then you had me hung up all in ropes. And when the lights came on, and you came into the room, oh, there was an audience. Oh, maybe 8 people who I'd seen many more times during the months that went on. Oh, you'd fuck me in front of them, treating me like a sex toy you were just jerking off with. They'd watch. when they'd play with each other, women and men. Oh, it made me come. Just knowing I was born to them. No personality, no interests and desires, nothing at all. No hopes and dreams, just flesh, holes, a pretty face and a tight body. Oh, fuck. Hanging there, trying to balance with my hands roped above my head, my body displayed for everyone. I've never felt sexier. Calling you sir when you walked in, knowing that every time that I said it, every time, I was getting so fucking wet. Oh, hearing your footsteps in the passageway, I'd feel my pussy tense and pulse, ready to come for you like a good fucking girl. Oh, later on, I'd beg for it, shouting and moaning, oh, like you hadn't made me come yet that day. Oh, yeah, fucking right. Oh, it makes me come right now. Pressing my fingertips over the places where you cut me, or beat me, or slapped me. Choking myself, just the way you would. Oh, I didn't want to leave. I wanted to go back. I still jog that same route, you know. Hoping you'll rape me by a tree. Dumping your cum into me. Make out with me. Tell me what a good little victim I am. Oh my god. Oh, that's all I want, sir. To be your good girl again. I want to make you so proud. Oh, I want to hear your footsteps. Smell your cologne. And your skin. On your cock. Oh, I want to lick your balls. On your cock until you come all that you can. I want you to drain your heavy balls in me. I hope you haven't fucked any other little slut since then. I was your little whore. And I want to be your little whore again. Oh. I want you to beat me. And choke me again. Slap my face. Eat my little pussy until I scream. Oh, rape me until I'm your little submissive slut again. Oh, I promise I'll be good. Oh, I won't disappoint you. I promise. Oh my god. Oh, don't you hear how fucking wet I am? Oh, don't you hear how badly I need you to rape me in front of your friends again. I can only masturbate to the memories. Oh, I need new memories, sir. I promise they'll be so good. I swear it. I'll suck on your toes, kiss your feet, lick all over your fucking hard, perfect body. I'll be your perfect little slut again. Better than I was last time. I'll moan and beg for you. No, keep your cock absolutely empty. I just want you to come for me. Oh, only for me. Please, sir. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, I hope you're masturbating to me. Wherever you are. I know you have videos of us. Recorded scenes of you raping me. I bet you're sitting down, stroking your perfect fat fucking cock while you watch us. No, while you watch your perfect little slut. Oh my god. Oh, I want you to come so badly. Oh, and I want to come with you. Please just do it. Oh, I'm gonna come so hard thinking of you coating my little slut face in your cum while your friends watch us. Oh, please. Oh, I'm gonna make you so proud of me, sir. Oh, please. Oh, please, sir. Please come for me. Please come all over your perfect little slut. I need your cum. Oh, please, sir. Please use me. Please come inside me. All over me. Oh, whatever the fuck you want. Oh, please. Fuck. Oh, fuck, yes. Fuck, yes, sir. Yes, fuck. Ah! 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 Frustrated. Oh, I just want you to own me again. Oh, just slap me around. Fuck me. Choke me. Own me. Oh, please get me again. Please. Please steal me again. Oh, you know I'll struggle like a good girl. You know I can take it. Oh. Please. I guess this is another unsuccessful attempt. Holy fuck, what's wrong with me? Well, it's time for that run, I suppose.